Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
338 on KDKA. Rick Dayton with you. Again, thinking about the possibility of some thunderstorms rolling through this afternoon. Keep it here for your AccuWeather forecast updates and anything having to do with severe weather. You'll hear it from us first. Talking about trucking, talking about the industry, talking about a lack of truckers, talking about diesel up at $6 a gallon. And we're visiting with Jim Grundy, who is the CEO of a company called Sisu Energy based in Texas. He knows all about the trucking industry, but he spent some time in Pittsburgh, is from Oakdale, Pennsylvania. Jim, it's good to have you back in Pittsburgh, at least on radio for a day. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, we sure appreciate you being here. So give us a sense right now. What do you think the number is in terms of how many truckers do you suppose were down in the United States right now? I've seen a number that says we could use as many as 80,000. Is that number, is that hyperbole? Is that accurate?
No, it's definitely not hyperbole. The problem is the U.S. hasn't realized its full recovery post-pandemic. So what we're doing when we assess those numbers, we're looking at the amount of freight that is unaccounted for, and they use a variety of measures to do that. But there's some estimates that say we're upwards of 120,000 to 140,000 truckers short when they project out through the end of the year, as there's going to be a number of drivers that retire naturally. And you consider the last 2 years, there hasn't been a trucking school open due to the pandemic. There's been no in-person training. So our ability to supply the versus those that are retiring are greatly diminished right now. So we're looking at a recovery at a minimum of 1 to 2 years.
So how then are new truckers being trained, or are they simply not? Are they simply not being able to get the certifications, the licensure, et cetera, that they need in order to drive these big rigs?
Well, they started about 4 months ago. They started doing in-person classes again, but you lost 2 years, essentially, of supply, if we consider truck drivers as a supply. Additionally, with more commerce happening online and more final mile delivery, and by final mile, that means to your home, final mile delivery has really taken over. It's put more of a, more pressures on finding supply chain infrastructures that the U.S. right now is just really behind on.
We have seen the age of truckers continue to go higher and higher, now pushing 50, which suggests that this trend of retiring, it's not an easy line of work. I mean, it's physically demanding. You're on the road. You're away from home. I mean, there's a lot of things about it for over-the-road truckers that are very, very difficult. Do you see that trend? Is it getting younger? Are younger people interested in this, or is it just not something they have any interest in at all?
We've seen some younger folks come towards us specifically, and the reason for that, to be frank, is the money. Last month, our top driver earned $89,000 in 1 month.
Our top 20%
average 1 month. Our top 20% averaged $55,000 in 1 month, and these guys are running 21, 22 days a month, so it's not like they're breaking their neck out there, but what that is that's more of a symptom of the lack of infrastructure in our space, which specializes in oil and gas. There's not enough truckers out there willing to do that kind of work. And to go back to your previous, your initial question, why aren't young folks coming into this industry? We see it all the time. We'll get a college graduate that'll apply for an office job at $50,000, and they have a $250,000 debt. And then you turn around and we have 25-year-olds that are truck drivers out there making $300,000 and $400,000 a year. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, you know, and we try to educate folks on opportunities such as trucking and how advantageous it can be if done the right way and do it the right company. But I think on a federal and state level, we've done a really bad job of promoting what we consider blue-collar opportunities, such as electricians and plumbers and mechanics and truck drivers. And these are all six-figure careers.
When you're talking about that kind of money for driving a truck, is that over the road? Are those guys ever home? I mean, you said they're averaging, what, 22 days a month in terms of driving, but how much of that is that they're gone for 5 days and then they're home for two? Give us an idea what that job looks like to make that kind of cash.
Yeah, in the oil and gas space, it's a little different. Your over-the-road trucker typically is anywhere from 10 to 12 days out, and they're home 2 to 3 days. And that's the likes of like J.B. Hunt, Swift, Schneider, your big over-the-road carriers. In oil and gas, it's slightly different. Our guys typically run for 3 weeks straight, so 21 days. And the reason for that is a well bore or an active well, they usually frack those in three-week increments. So it takes anywhere from 16 to 21 days to frack a well. So once you're on a well, you're somewhat dedicated from a capacity standpoint. And these guys understand in this industry, to make the money you need to make, you have to strike while the iron's hot.
Right.
And right now, there's not a freight out there that's any hotter than oil and gas or anything involved in oil and gas.
So are they actually hauling the supplies then for the fracking, or are they actually hauling the materials when you don't have pipelines available to get it to market?
Well, there's all kinds of opportunities throughout the energy sector. What we specialize in specifically is bulk commodities. So we move sand, dirt, yep, salt, bentonite, barite, lime, cement, anything that we can put in a pneumatic tank that we can either blow off with a PTO unit, which is a pressurized platform, or we can let gravity, just do a gravity dump on a conveyor belt. That's what we do specifically, but there's all kinds of opportunities, whether it be flatbed work, the dry van, chemicals, if you want to get into tanker endorsements. There's such a need in the Northeast, up to with you guys, in Ohio, West Virginia, Pittsburgh area. There's companies up there that are starving.
This is crazy amounts of money that you're talking about. Is this something that's sustainable? Do you think this is going to be around for a while because there is such a shortage?
Well, I'll tell you the good and the bad of that. If this is sustainable and these rates stay there, the end users, the consumers, the everyday folks that aren't involved in transportation are going to suffer.
Right.
And that's what we worry about. Do we think it's sustainable? No. And from an economic perspective, the amount of inflation that we're having, diesel prices last night went up 40 cents overnight. So we woke up this morning paying 40 cents more per gallon. You're like, well, how much is that? Well, that's $80. More to fill up a tank
per truck, right,
for a 200-gallon tank truck.
Right.
The issue you have with these things is more times than not, the end consumers pay for it at the pump. They pay for it with groceries, with whatever they're buying. But folks on fixed incomes are folks that are retired that have got expectations for their money to live for a certain period of time, or they live within a certain kind of means. They're getting hit with unprecedented inflation right now that from our perspective, there's no end in sight, as we don't have a solution for the supply chain quandary and problem that we're faced with today.
He's the CEO of Sisu Energy in Texas, Jim Grundy, joining us originally from Oakdale, Pennsylvania. Again, good to have you back in PA, at least to have your voice here for a day. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it. Jim Grundy, just some amazing stuff, and we're going to break some of that down and talk a little bit more about it. We still got a whole bunch of other things coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.